The Monday Night Vision. On Monday night, Ellen White was given a vision of what would yet take place at Vivrian Springs. She wrote it out in a letter, which W.C. White read to the session on Wednesday, the last day of the meeting. Last night matters were presented to me, showing that strange things would mark the conclusion of the conference in this place unless the Holy Spirit of God should change the hearts and minds of many of the workers. The medical missionaries especially should seek to have their souls transformed by the grace of God. She concluded her work at the session on Tuesday and left on Wednesday morning before it closed. As Ellen White looked back in time, she was led to write. Had each one felt that he had done more to be forgiven by the Lord than he could realize, a wonderful change would have come into the meeting. Interlineation. The Holy Spirit would have been revealed. The representation given me of the Vivrian Springs meeting is similar to the picture presented in the third chapter of Zechariah. He showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. Ellen White had looked for a break in the situation over pantheism and Dr. Kellogg, but the matter had not turned out as she had hoped. The experience was a dark and disappointing one. Of this she wrote to Elder Daniels. The outcome of the meeting at Vivrian Springs, as far as Dr. Kellogg is concerned, was not as we had hoped it would be, but we will put our trust in the Lord. I know that the enemy will try at every turn to discourage and disappoint us. We will leave with the Lord all the sad things with reference to Dr. Kellogg. If we can do him good in any way, let us show that we do not want to hurt him, but to help him. Let us avoid everything that would provoke retaliation. Let us give no occasion for contention. After the Vivrian Springs meeting, there was a strong effort on the part of Dr. Kellogg to draw some of the leading workers to Battle Creek for continued discussions on the question of the Living Temple. W.C. White and A.G. Daniels resisted anything of this kind, and Ellen White supported them in that resistance. 24 WCW, pages 24, 25, 25 WCW, pages 280 to 282.